Hey, are you familiar with Rod Stewart, Rob?
Yeah, come on down from Price is Right. Is this death news?
No, and that's Rod Roddy.
Okay. You're talking about the singer. Yeah.
Yeah, Rod Stewart. And yeah, Rod Roddy is dead. Yep, still dead. Him and Steve Jobs. We're keeping an eye on that. But no. Rod Stewart was apparently in Germany hosting a concert to a German audience. And at the end of one of the songs, he went to the Ukraine flag, I guess that was mounted or somewhere located on stage. And he said, "Fuck Putin," on the microphone, which to his surprise led to a bunch of boos. Apparently, this is like an eastern city in Germany. And, well, they're kind of sympathetic towards Putin and his Russian endeavors into overthrowing Ukraine. I wouldn't necessarily blame Rod Stewart, though, because I would think for the majority of the world, when you say fuck Putin, they generally would agree.
Especially concert goers. Especially rock concert goers.
Well, right? I wouldn't go that far.
What are you calling it? Light rock?
I'm not even calling it rock, sir. That's you. Easy listening. You know, kind of like grandparent pop. I like that.
You heard it here, folks.
Grandparent pop. Fuck Putin.
Our studio audience here is actually kind of getting rowdy after that statement.
So. Yeah, I'm starting to notice a lot of German accents now. It's weird. A lot of tourists. Well,
it's Staunton Bird Month.
Is it June already? I'll be damned.
Hawk 1, this is Hawk 3 checking in.
Ah, so close.
That's all that I can give to that viral clip. I just don't even think it should have blown up. That's all.
It's random, it's funny, and it involves a, you know, moderately good-looking to hot chick. Yeah, so really, it should have gone viral. Probably with a bunch of other stuff, but that's the one that rode the wave.
The shtick was up really quickly for me. Am I wrong for that?
I'll be honest with you, the memes are more funny than the original clip.
Okay, the shtick's not up.
Keep I don't know. Coming. The memes are good. I love the Tony Hawk Pro Skater where it's just Hawk 2. Tony Hawk 2. Yeah. That was a good game. You know what? Robin Todd needs a viral video like that.
Todd's Instagram's been getting, I think his latest video has 3.8 million views and climbing.
Yeah. Just a couple of jokes, man. I didn't even expect him to blow up.
And that's Bird Week. Bird Month.
Oh, yeah. That's what we were talking about.
You'd have thought we could have got Dean Spencer on for Bird Month, but no.
Is that the Bird Man?
The Bird Photographer.
Wow, for like Playbird magazine? Some of those little dirty birdie pics? Maybe have like the Barely Legal Chicks section? Just sitting on a wire. Not doing much of anything. Might shit on a car later. I don't know. Feeling cute.
Now that's some Hawk 2 for you. It's a bathroom joke.
Yeah. Get a little extra slobber on it.
No, we're talking about the shit. It's number two, which, as you know, birds don't really go number two. Their piss and poop is actually mixed into one. That's why you never see a bird taking a piss. They only shit. It is shit, but it has their pee mixed in.
That's what I do at work to save time. You know, I just shit and piss all in once. One big liquid stool.
And that's why when you listen to us, you do learn something.
Yeah.
You can't deny that. Education.
That's right. Up until I started this podcast, I thought dogs came from eggs.
Kourtney Kardashian had sex with Travis to induce labor, was already 3 centimeters dilated. You got to spit in that thing to get the baby out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Here's what I want to know. What did Caitlyn Jenner do for Father's Day?
How long do you have to have sex to induce labor? Can you even do it? I don't even know that does induce labor.
I don't know, man.
It's the stupidest thing I've seen all day.
Here's the thing. If a pregnant woman's like, here, fuck me, okay. That's about as much thought goes into it. Inducing labor? Not even an afterthought, really.
Here's something from Senator Ted Cruz that you'll actually like.
Ooh.
The deep fake AI bill will hold tech companies accountable.
That's right, Todd.
Oh, no.
You will no longer be on the internet saying things that you didn't actually say.
If the bill goes through.
If the bill goes through.
From Senator Ted Cruz.
He probably shouldn't put his name on it then if he wants it to
he might be right.
Be successful. But
hold tech companies accountable.
Uh-oh.
That just means there's going to be more oversight. It's so fucking stupid.
It's getting to a point
the policing they do.
Yeah.
They call stuff that's completely legitimate, like fake or suspicious.
Oh, you only say that because of our account. God.
Yeah. Well, we had an Instagram account that got banned after like a couple days, and we just didn't return back to it for a while. Then we started another one recently, and they were threatening to ban it.
They labeled us as sus.
Are you sure you want to view this? Because this account is suspicious.
You know, when I tried to do it on my phone, it said, are you sure? These some bitches don't know what they're doing. Are you sure? And I click yes, and it's like, are you really sure? They italicized really. Like, come on. Didn't need that extra emphasis. But yeah, that's kind of fucked up that we got blacklisted like that. And we didn't even do nothing. We weren't even on there long enough to do anything. This must be what the civil rights movement was all about.
Kevin Costner, I'm done playing John Dutton. See ya, Yellowstone.
Fingers in the sky as he slides out.
Look at this picture. Kevin Costner kind of looks like Nick Saban here, and Nick Saban is now available to act.
Wait a minute here. What are you implying? Should Nick Saban do a Kevin Costner movie, or should Kevin Costner do a Nick Saban movie?
Nick Saban should be the new star of Yellowstone.
Wow.
Even if they have to relaunch it.
That'd definitely be a reboot, man. Kevin Costner is a veteran actor, Academy Award winner. He's an expert at his craft. He is a craftsman, sir. You can't just have any Joe Schmo football coach from the sidelines just come in and fucking upstage him and replace him just like that.
I'd watch.
If I got paid that much money to appear plus my expenses and travel, I would do it twice. Hell, why not? I could use the 120 grand. Buy me some donuts.
Me Too-a. The Me Too-a movement.
Ooh. Robin Todd bringing you the latest in Steve Jobs. Is he still dead?
Still dead.
Uh-oh.
You remember a bride and groom that got killed? Actually, the bride died, but on a golf cart just as soon as they were married about a year ago.
That sounds horrible.
In Charleston.
Ugh.
The family of a South Carolina bride who was killed by a drunk driver on her wedding night has been awarded a settlement. It's $1.3 million.
At least that'll recoup the cost of the wedding.
Some of it's coming from Enterprise Rent-A-Cars. The person that hit them, who was allegedly drunk, was driving an Enterprise rent-a-car. They'll pick you up, but they'll also run you over and be liable.
I don't understand. Why is the rental car company held liable? Shouldn't it just be the driver?
It really should just fall onto the driver. Because $800,000-something's coming from the rental car.
What the hell is up with South Carolina? Same thing like with the whole venue crisis. Why is the bar held liable due to someone else's choices and consequences of those choices? The state is so fucked. But yeah, that sucks, though. That's probably like the worst honeymoon ever, I'd say. That's definitely worse than having bad weather on your wedding day.
Oh, no.
If the driver hit them in the golf cart, it's amazing the groom survived.
There were four people on it, and the other two were injured. Anyway, the settlement, it would all go to Dalton, her husband, that she had just got married to.
Yeah.
But of course, the bride's mom is stepping in and saying, don't know that they were really married, being that it just happened. Because she wants money.
Well, why wouldn't he give her at least half? I think that's something you could spare. I mean, you're getting $1.3 million.
Here's the official, write-up. Miller's mother has raised a question about the legal status of her daughter's marriage to Hutchinson, given the incident, and requested control over Miller's estate. So the money's going to the estate. As it is now, it goes to the husband. sure, the mom should get a split, but it's just like, your daughter's gone, she ain't coming back.
Well, I mean, you know, they just paid for a wedding, and then on top of that, the unexpected expense of a funeral, so...
And to answer your other question, Hutchinson underwent multiple surgeries after breaking both legs and multiple bones in his face from the crash.
Wow.
Two other family members were also injured in the crash.
And now it kind of makes it seem like $1.3 million is a little underpaid. I mean, Jesus Christ, it was on their wedding night, you know? Like,
it's going to traumatize a lot of people.
God, yeah. That right there is room for a little something extra. Pain and suffering at the very least. Aside from this tragedy and, you know, the lawsuit that came from it, Enterprise Rent-A-Car is actually a pretty good business. Just don't be drunk when driving their cars. I think they actually have a thing about that.
There's really a lot of gruesome death news this week, but I think that is enough. And so that's death news.
The Grim Reaper. We'll see you next episode with more deaths. And possibly more lawsuits, too. Seriously, though, after lawyer fees, $1.3 million, I mean, seems like a little low, considering all the trauma. I would at least go 1.4.
I used to hate bullies.
I still do, but I used to as well. Like, hey, you, take your damn hands off her.
Hey, stop making fun of the fat, zit-faced kid with glasses just to stop the bully.
Yeah, and it's good that you were specific so he knows exactly who to stop making fun of. I'm sure he has a plethora of people he loves jabbing at. Hey, weren't you the kid in high school that called the kid in the wheelchair wheels?
That was middle school, actually, before I had my big epiphany.
It was a killer prank. He removed the brake on the handle. God, we laughed and laughed that day when he went riding out to the teacher's parking lot. And see, the principal was backing up at the time, so the kid, he just went rolling past. The principal hit him with his bumper. Oh, God. Principal took the blame for it. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, this week was absolutely slam full of death news. But I'm going to stick to my guns and not cover anymore. I think I'm going to cover some life type stuff. Or
fuck
whatever.
Death. Give us some pro-life news.
A trio of fishermen rescue 38 dogs from drowning in a Mississippi lake.
Well, that's amazing. He saved those dogs. How many fish did he kill that day, though?
The dogs all have numbers on them, like they were in some sort of race or some sort of contest.
Maybe he numbered them just so he could see how many he actually rescued, and he came to 38. It's like, I couldn't find two more to make
it even 40.
40 is such a nice round number.
I do have more life news, but a couple offshoots real quick.
Okay.
Bill Belichick started dating 24-year-old cheerleader Jordan Hudson over a year ago. If he's anything like Leonardo DiCaprio, she's got about a year left before she's going to be
single. Before she sours.
Single.
Like milk, before she sours. And you know what part.
Damn. Ship news.
Ooh, ship away.
The massive, historic, quote, America's flagship must leave Philadelphia port, but where can it go? It is a 53,000-ton eviction notice.
Wow.
The hulking and historic SS United States, a 1,000-foot-long ocean liner tied for 28 years to Pier 82 behind an IKEA in South Philadelphia. We'll need to find a new home.
Maybe Pier 83?
The one-time speed queen of the seas can no longer move under her own steam, making any moves costly and difficult to arrange.
Jeez.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Maybe Jeff Bezos can shoot it in space.
Could move to Staunton, except for one thing. It's got to happen by September 12th. They'll never make it through the permit process.
Maybe Bill can expedite some of these things, you know, because... Bill, he's a permit guy. He's a guy who knows how to get things done in Staunton in a timely fashion. That's Bill. Bill McKinney, don't forget it.
The ship is the United States' last remaining historic ocean liner. What deems something historic? You know how the news gets carried away with that word.
Well, I mean, I think, like, if it serves some sort of genuine purpose or if it was built for some genuine purpose.
It hosted four U.S. presidents and celebrities from Marilyn Monroe to Walt Disney. They've tried for more than a decade to find a permanent moorage for the SS United States as a floating hotel, museum, entertainment complex, or all of the above. Well, Disney was on it. Disney should figure out where it needs to go because Walt was on the ship.
Yeah, Walt would have loved that ship. If Walt were alive today, he wouldn't let that ship sink. Not in a million years.
He made a multi-billion dollar company out of a marsh.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Orlando was a piece of shit, and it still is a piece of shit, but it's a piece of shit with Disney World now.
I won't mention if there was any death involved because, you know, we got a moratorium on death speak.
Yeah, yeah. The Grim Reaper is going to be at bay.
He's
going to
be pissed if we don't, but whatever.
Yeah, he can suck a Seriously, that guy. Dude, take a fucking bath, okay? I know you're death, but you don't have to smell like it.
He's going to keep killing till we let him on the air, I'm afraid.
Well, keep on keeping on, brother. It's going to be a while.
Panicked Arkansas grocery store shoppers hid in a freezer and ran for cover amid shooting. It was at a grocery store called The Mad Butcher.
Seems like that guy would come out with a cleaver or something and with a score to settle. Totally John Wick the motherfucker. You know, and I can only wonder why the gunman chose that grocery store. But I'm willing to bet it had something to do with accepting competitors' coupons, because that annoys the fuck out of me.
Super Bowl parade shooting survivors await promised donations while bills pile up.
No, keep waiting, guys.
There's life's ordinary bills, rent, utility, car repairs, that don't just stop because someone survived a mass shooting. Promised donations. Hey, where are they at? They're waiting.
This is what you get, guys, when you depend on the goodwill of other people. You get f***ed. You get so f***ed.
Victimization debt.
Wow, that's a clever name that describes the situation perfectly.
That's according to Oswald Thomas of the nonprofit Alliance for Safety and Justice.
Excuse me, what was that name again?
Depending on how you pronounce it, Oswald. A-S-W-A-D. Uh-huh. If you're jonesing for a second S, well...
I shall name my son Oswald, and he will be... the best Aswad this world has ever seen. What's his last name?
Thomas.
Seems like those two should be flipped.
Those names don't even get well either way.
Yeah. Aswad is not a good... I can't believe that's the name that was chosen. You know, if it's your last name, I can be like... I could see like, oh, God, well, at least my first name's Thomas. You know, at least that's normal. But, God, your parents chose Aswad for you. Like they just write in your destiny right there. You are not going to like middle school, buddy. Not at all.
The average medical spending for someone who is shot increases by nearly $30,000 in the first year, according to a Harvard Medical School study.
I wonder if that study could go a little further and take a survey of how many people would rather die from a gun shooting than live and have to pay it.
Another study found that the number goes up to $35,000 for children, and 10 kids were shot at the parade.
Oh, jeez.
Donations. Seriously.
Yeah. Come on, you stingy bastards.
Miss Texas news.
Uh-huh.
A 71-year-old is competing in the Miss Texas USA pageant. I don't think she's going to win. If she does, it's rigged.
Well, you know what? It's all about what's on the inside that counts. But, yeah, when it comes to the swimsuit portion of the competition, I'm real curious about her strategy. Will she go with the one piece or dare with a two? A halt to!
Pamela Anderson, 56, says she wants to look her age. I don't try to look younger anymore. What's the point of fighting the clock?
You hear that, Madonna? Something to think about.
They put up kind of a bad picture of her, let's say.
No, that's not a bad picture of her, but it's like, well, you saw what does it mean to look your age when you're 50, whatever? I mean, it's like, what is that? What does the average 50-something look like? Why do you have to conform to that? I don't know. To me, it just sounds like an inadvertent diss on yourself. What she should say, I'm just going to look the way I look and quit trying to fool people like celebrities oftentimes do.
Her versus the 71-year-old. Who you got? Who you taking out?
I'd say her.
I have to agree.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with like a 50-something-year-old woman the way she looks. That's...
What are you saying about 71-year-olds that are in the Miss USA Texas?
I'm just saying when you compare them to younger women more often than not, most guys at least would choose the younger generation based on aesthetics.
Well, she's not going to try to look young. You get what you get.
You know, when women don't rebel and they embrace their age, they look actually more attractive, not just because they adapt their style to their age, but they have more confidence in themselves. And like it is for women, to guys, that's also attractive. So way to go, Pamela Anderson. Because let's be honest, technically celebrities had filters way before we had Snapchat. I mean, that was just what you saw on magazine covers and posters and all.
You know how we missed the train on Tesla stock?
Among other things, but yeah.
But we brought that up on an episode at some point. We still could have caught the tail end of the rocket on NVIDIA stock, but now we missed that too.
That's all right. Robin Todd Finances. What's going on in the financial sector?
NVIDIA stock gets hit with a bearish reversal. It was overbought. Well, here's the
sell,
thing.
Sell, sell!
I think they paid for promotion, honestly. It was on all these like finance tip sites or what, like Yahoo Finance and stuff forever. And it did really, really well, but I think it's peaked. I think it's overbought.
For it to outperform or outsize, whatever you want to describe it as, Apple and Amazon, yeah, yeah. Unless it's making chips for literally everybody who makes anything, I don't think it's going to beat those companies, or at least it shouldn't in trading.
Let's check up on Roaring Kitties.
Roaring Titties?
What is it? CME? GME?
GameStop, yeah. Roaring Titties.
$23, yeah. It kind of peaked and fell back. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't think it's...
He better hold on to his $176 million.
Even if he loses the majority of it, I mean, he could still potentially walk away with his original $35 million that he rode off into the sunset with way back when. Which I think is still winning. I said that in the last podcast, but I'm saying it in this one as well. That is still $35 million in my book, done.
Put it this way. If he takes a loss, it's fine. Just learn your lesson, for Pete's sake.
Yeah, for your baby's sake. For your daughter's sake. I'm assuming it's a girl. I don't know. It could be a boy.
Mature. You don't have to be a kitty.
Take the headband off. You're not Axl Rose. And while I'm at it, Axl Rose, take the headband off. It's not 1991.
Death news.
The Grim Reaper lurks.
Bruce Lee.
Still dead.
Still dead.
Yes.
Did he have a headband?
No, not to my knowledge.
I guess I'm thinking about Van Damme in To the Limit or whatever. Not the that's that Anna Nicole Smith movie. What's his movie with the Kumite and all that? Bloodsport.
Yeah, all these great classics here. To the Limit and Bloodsport. Well, we know what Robert's into. He likes those good old action 90s movies with some tit shots and some karate kicks by Jean-Claude Van Damme coked out of his mind.
He didn't wear the headband in that movie, or did he? It was the other dude.
Yeah, I don't think it was...
The one that was throwing dust into his face?
Yeah, I don't think it was him. I don't think it was Jean-Claude Van Damme. Then again, I haven't seen Bloodsport in like 20 years, so... I think I rented it.
You did see it straight through? Okay. You ever rent the Academy Award-winning movie?
Sometimes.
To the Limit?
Sometimes. I take that back. I don't rent it. I bought it, man.
To the Limit?
Yes.
Is that where it came from?
I take it to the limit.
I figured Hammy got it and pirated it or something.
You mean taped it? Yes. Yeah, he put two VCRs together.
I know what happened. It probably came on HBO and he recorded it there.
Maybe, but I doubt his parents sprung for the extra surcharge for HBO at the time. Maybe it was on TV and he just jacked off all the blurred shots.
We had a full copy. I don't know where. I'm going to say we got it from, but I'm really saying it wasn't mine.
Yeah.
I can't claim that copy.
I don't know. In all seriousness, I don't know where Hammy got that from. He must have recorded it off of HBO or something. I don't know how else he would have gotten it. He didn't buy it. This was at a time where you would have to go to a store like Blockbuster or Pick-A-Flick or whatever to buy a movie, to buy tapes. And that's not a movie you would necessarily buy in public. Although
they
Hammy,
wouldn't let you buy it as a teenager, but they might, depending on
who's
working.
I mean, it was rated R, so, you know, it's not like pornographic. Or at least labeled as that.
I think you could copy stuff pretty easy back then. There was like a tab on the back of the VHS you could break off or whatever, and all of a sudden you could write it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, the tab was meant so you couldn't record over it. But if you, they made like some special tape where if you taped it, if you put the tape over it, you could record over it again. Yeah, this is what I did instead of going to prom.
Prom really kind of is overrated. It seems important at the time, though.
Same thing with class rings. How useless is that?
That's even more overrated than the prom.
That's $400 you'll never see.
To me, a college ring's the same way, but there's some people that are really into their college ring.
I didn't know they even had college rings.
I'm like, it doesn't impress me.
That's hilarious. That blows my mind. That's the thing. What a great price gouging way to gain profit from your students that are already paying sky high tuition.
People are proud of them and they wear them so that people know like where they went to school and stuff. But I could wear a fake one just as easily.
Yeah, and I can get the bumper sticker that says I have a kid in Clemson. It's no big deal. Anyone can buy a fucking bumper sticker. It's not like a to the limit VHS tape.
Got anything before we sign off?
Nah, man. I just want to wish everyone out there watching and listening to us that we love you, we pray for you, and we're thinking about you every day, especially in the shower. You have anything to add, Rob? Stop struggling finding a good woman. Get you some hoes. Get you some hoes. If you're not embarrassed of God and he woke you up this morning, hashtag amen. Because God needs the attention. He needs those likes and subscribes. Hashtag amen.